This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
That you and I break down the news of fast food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got some fast food news for you.
Let's hear about it.
They're politically motivated fast food, though. It's not just, hey, have you tried the new Oreo bites?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the best kind of fast food news.
Yes.
This is the worst kind of fast food news.
I agree.
You haven't heard the story yet.
But it's politics, so I
You're
agree.
Right. Panera Bread exempt from California's $20 minimum wage law. Have you heard this?
I have not heard this.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that exempts Panera Bread from a new $20 an hour minimum wage hike for fast food chains. All fast food chains, except for Panera, now do $20 an hour minimum wage in California. Why is that? Well, in September, Newsom, a Democrat, signed into law a measure that raises the minimum wage food from fast food workers, $16 to $20 an hour. But the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act includes an unusual carve-out that exempts chains that bake bread and sell it as a standalone item. And then, Roy, I'm assuming you're going to ask, why is that?
Why is that, Ryan?
Oh, well, I thought you might ask that. Newsom reportedly sought the exemption, which benefits, among others, Greg Flynn, the billionaire CEO of Flynn Restaurant Group, the company that owns some two dozen Panera Bread locations in the state, because Flynn attended the same high school as Newsom and has been involved in business dealings with the California governor and has also contributed heavily to Newsom's political campaigns.
That could just be coincidence.
I think you're right. When I read this, I'm like, there's a lot of assumption here.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like he was just looking out for bread.
Well, there could be an element of big gluten going on here.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That I would not have thought about.
Right.
Glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this... I think you know where I'm going with this. I was going to ask you about crony capitalism, so on and so forth. I was going to gag openly and almost throw up after reading the story because it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll ask you this. Would it be worth it for a place like Pizza Hut to just start selling bread bites? Little bitty pieces of bread, standalone bread items. Yeah, I think they already kind of are, aren't they?
They sort of do, yeah. I mean, most of the pizza places offer some kind of bread stick
You know what's funny? I didn't read this far in the article, but now that I said that, here's the next paragraph. Flynn, who is the largest franchisee in the U.S. with thousands of brands, includes many Pizza Huts in California.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, let's apply the question to, say, a Taco Bell. You're not really baking bread, but is it worth it for you to bake bread now?
Yes.
Just to avoid their minimum wage laws?
Yes, I think you should.
And then also, if you are an employee of Panera, aren't you going to go, hey, you know what I could do? Go work at KFC. I mean, why would you stay there if it's the only place in fast food that's doing 16? And you could go across the street literally and make 20 doing a similar job. How is this going to work?
Maybe there's people in California that just really like making bread that all tastes the same.
This story is a couple weeks old, but I think it's one of those that, Roy, I'm going to leave printed just on my desk somewhere because it is such a disgusting example of government that people, and I love when leftists say this because I love that because it's true. They hate crony capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rail against capitalism, but they'll talk about really what they're talking about is crony capitalism. That's crony capitalism.
Yeah.
That's what that is. This is your possible 2028 presidential candidate. You're doing it. And I'm not saying Republicans don't, but I am saying that the bigger the influence the government has, the more you're going to see it. So your arguments don't make any sense if you want the government to get bigger to defeat capitalism, because it just turns into this over and over and over,
right.
And it's happening before our eyes.
Well, it's always okay if they do it.
You're right. Okay, here's another one.
Yep.
Ex-New York Times editor says he was shamed by HR and colleagues for saying he liked Chick-fil-A during orientation. Somebody yelled at him, "They hate gay people."
Mm.
Now, there's multiple layers of this story, of course, but one of them is that an opinion editor at the New York Times, who I'm assuming isn't even a right-wing person, he says he just said that he liked Chick-fil-A in the office of the New York Times, which is one of the most influential publications in the world, and they yelled at him, "They hate gay people." Now, is this the kind of environment that you think is offering bias-free journalism?
Yeah.
Or even journalism?
Yeah. I think that's the better question. I mean, it's not surprising. It just adds more sadness to the general sadness of the condition of media.
The guy apparently tried to appease the crowd, because it wasn't just one person, saying, "Not the politics, the chicken." And he said, "But I was too late. I sat down ashamed." This is a real story, though. And so the reason I brought this up is because, do you remember, you and I in 2016 or 17, I think it was 16, went to Times Square.
Yes.
For one day to do one quick shoot in New York for our show, Songstage.
Yep.
And during that one day, or maybe it was one night, because I think we got there one night and we stayed through the next day to do a shoot. But it was a total of like 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
During that little stint, we did two things. Well, three. We did the job we were there to do.
Yeah.
We had a slice of New York pizza.
Correct.
Because I had never had it.
Yep.
Like from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because you walk around, and at the time, you really could just walk into different places and you'd just be like, here's a dollar, and they'd give you a slice of pizza. Yeah. And they're pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that anymore. In fact, I think I read a story a year or two ago that the last dollar pizza slice place in New York was going out of business had to change it. But the other thing that happened, do you remember, related to Chick-fil-A? Actually, it was the pizza place that we were sitting in.
Yeah, there was a group of Chick-fil-A owners or managers or something.
From out of state.
From out of state, looking to put a Chick-fil-A in Times Square, right? Or somewhere in Manhattan.
It was the first, you and I, in the 24, and it's the only time I've been to New York, was that 24 hours, if that, that you and I sat down in a pizza place from the Midwest, and we happened to sit next to a high-level Chick-fil-A meeting happening in that same pizza place where they were talking about bringing the first Chick-fil-A to New York City.
More importantly, do you remember what type of pizza you had and what I had?
Oh, gosh, no.
I have no idea what you ate because you eat weird things, but I had a calamari pizza, which was fantastic.
I do remember that. Yeah. That was strange. Was it good? I don't remember.
It was. I like calamari and I like pizza. I don't know that it was a good combination, but I was happy.
It was okay. There are three items that whenever I sit down in a restaurant, I see them, I think, oh, if Roy was here, he would get that.
Mm-hmm.
They are calamari,
because
you get every appetizer. Is there any like calamari dishes, or are they always appetizers?
They're usually appetizers.
I thought so. Yeah. Fried calamari.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is lobster bisque.
Yep.
You have to always get that, which I agree. Mm-hmm. I love lobster bisque. Mm-hmm. And number three is chocolate pie.
I think you've pretty much nailed me.
That's it. You and I have eaten enough meals together that I know that when I find a restaurant called calamari chocolate pie and lobster bisque, I'm going to take you there. We'll take a short.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Great. We'll be right back. Man, crazy. It's been such a full show that I think this is about the only open segment that we have in the entire show. So a few things to mention. One of them is, again, that Jake Lang is coming up next. You're going to want to stick around for that interview. It's not too often that I can say this ahead of time, that this is going to be a best of. This is going to be one that I will bring up for a long, long time, because it's not too often that you interview a January 6th political prisoner from prison. He's calling us from prison to explain the story, and we're going to talk about why he hasn't had a trial. There is no actual answer to that question, of course. He hasn't had a trial. But I will hold off on getting too much into that because I want to talk about it with Jake Lang. That's next. In the couple minutes that we have here, looking at this week's polling, of course, this is something I love watching. Got a little bit of a twist for you this week. So I could just give you the results of the polls. Again, they're still good for Trump. I'm looking at, and I've said this for a while, that I'm looking at May, June, that they start to tighten a little bit, because that's typically what happens. But here's the thing. It usually happens in the other direction. So you usually start with a big Democrat lead, and then they tighten as it gets closer and closer to the election. And part of that is, I think, there's some psychology involved in here. People get more invested in the election the closer you get to it, so that's part of it, and the polling will reflect that. Then also, the pollers themselves want to come to the middle a little bit more because it protects their reputations. So that they can say, oh, well, say enough things and you can say, oh, yeah, we showed that the polling at some point. So you can say you're right all the time. And then the third is that they, you know, if you have Dem pollsters, if you have partisan pollsters, and I would say that the mainstream ones are Dem-leaning just because they're sponsored by mainstream news outlets more. If you're push polling at all, you're going to push toward things coming back to the middle to say, yes, Democrats have a lead, but everybody's still got to vote. It's a get out the vote thing, if you're push polling at all. So the weird thing about this year is that Trump is up, and he is up almost across the board, just if you wanted to know the last few ones of this week. They did Ohio, they did Georgia, and these are all reputable pollsters. CBS News, The Hill, Emerson, Yahoo News, Rasmussen. Rasmussen's one of the ones out of those that does lean right. Most of them would lean left, USA Today, if at all. I mean, I think they're all trying. Data for Progress is a Dem pollster, Survey USA, Fox News. Okay, so there's Quinnipiac, so on and so forth. You got Michigan, you got Pennsylvania, Arizona, Ohio, a whole lot of Ohio polling this week for some reason, Georgia, general election polling, Nevada, and then more generals. The swing states are what matters. Trump is ahead in every single swing state. Across the board, without exception, there was only one tie, and it was in a Pennsylvania poll from Fox News. The rest of them were all Trump. So if this continues, it's going to be weird, because typically you don't have Republican presidents in this position. Usually, if they're close, that's good for Republicans. You're not going to see Republicans this far ahead. So what's strange is that going into 2016, and I went back and I did my research, looked at 2020 polling, what you had was Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia. Those states, the polling was good for Biden, and it turned out to be a lot closer than they thought, which means there was this quote-unquote hidden Trump voter both in 2016 and in 2020 that they didn't account for. So one of two things could be happening right now. Either they are accounting for those people and they've learned their lesson because it's Donald Trump and they've learned and they're accounting for those people now, and that's why you're seeing the poll lead, or they haven't accounted for him or that person, that hidden Trump voter, still, which is very possible because that's why they're hidden. That's the point of it being a hidden Trump voter. They still haven't accounted for him. And if that's true and this polling holds, you're talking about landslide territory. It's crazy. I've not seen this stuff much, and that's why it's so fascinating to talk about and to watch, and I will, of course, continue to do so. Closer and closer we get, the more interesting it gets. So Jake Lang, like I said at the beginning of this segment, January 6th, political prisoner. He's going to tell his story and make his case. Coming up next, don't move. I mean it. 97.1 FM Talk, Wiggins America. It is my privilege to be able to bring you the story of Jake Lang. Here's what's amazing. Jake is calling from prison right now. That is because he has not had a trial since January 6th of 2021. Jake, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ryan. God bless you, brother.
Jake, I'm wanting to just start with your story. You know, leading up to January 6th, what happened that day? Really, we can start from wherever you want, but we got to start at least there, right?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, the average January 6er was a patriot, you know, liberty-loving American, came from all walks of life. About 500,000 of us converged on the Capitol that day to peacefully protest. Personally, I came from New York City. I'm an entrepreneur based out of New York. I was 25 years old on January 6th. In less than a month, I will be 29. I've been incarcerated for 4 birthdays.
Wow.
It is a tragedy without a trial. And so I came with, you know, the love of God in my heart. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I was praying down there with many different folk. There was hundreds of ministers all over the Capitol grounds that day. People were just excited to be there to stand up for our country. But there was an undertone throughout the whole crowd that we knew this was a very serious day because our country was getting sold short. Joe Biden, crooked Joe Biden, bought and paid for by the communist regime in China, it was usurping his position in our White House. And we stood up to, you know, implore the congressmen and women to reject the legislature's ballot count and send it back to the states. So we were there, you know, holding our ground, waving our flags, singing hymns, chanting, and peacefully protesting. And, well, that's when the unspeakable happened, right?
So, Jake, when you were there, you know, and I know lots of people who were there. There were people from this radio station who were there. And it depends on where you were, of course, the experience that you had. But were there people, and most people explain exactly what you just said. It was a lot of people there waving flags. It was very patriotic. It was not violent until it turned violent in one spot. I guess it was one side of the Capitol building. And my assumption is that you were on that side.
Yes, I was on that side. It's a tragedy. 4 Americans lost their life to Capitol Police brutality. They unleashed an attack on us that was, I mean, unfettered. They must have had direct orders from the Capitol Police brass, who probably got their direct orders from the Democrat regime, who wanted to stage some type of Reichstag fire in order to, you know, come down heavy-handed on Donald Trump and all of his supporters in the ensuing years. And so it was equally parts patriotic fervor while we were there and standing up for our country, but we had no idea we were about to be entrapped in a Fed insurrection. And the Capitol Police started hitting us with concussion grenades, tear gas, rubber bullets, you know, bludgeoning us with steel batons, using the riot shields on us. And basically, they got so out of control and out of hand that a lot of people are describing January 6th now as a police riot. They were uncontrollable, and we needed to defend ourselves. And that's why I'm in prison personally. I'm credited with saving 2 people's lives on January 6th. They were a young black man named Philip Anderson, who was dying in a dog pile that the Capitol Police created, holding the hand of Roseanne Boylan, who did pass away. God rest her soul. She was murdered by the Capitol Police. And so I was able to get inside the middle of this stampede pile that was just covered in pepper spray and CS gas. Everyone was doused. They were asphyxiated. And by God's grace, I was just at the right place, the right time, willing to take action. And I was able to pull Philip Anderson out of that deadly dog pile and another man, Tommy Tatum, that have both done court sworn affidavits claiming I saved their life. And for this reason, you know, the U.S. government, the corrupt DOJ is coming so hard after me because, you know, I have the testimony of multiple people. I saved their lives and I'm the witness to a murder on the steps of the Capitol. And so they've elongated my criminal procedure out basically indefinitely. I've been detained without a trial for 1,160 days. And it's an atrocity of American justice system. It's unconstitutional and un-American.
We're talking with Jake Lang, who is, of course, as you just heard, in prison right now, still for January 6th. Now, let's talk about what you actually did. You know, what did they get you on that they actually put you in prison for?
So, I mean, pretty famously, I guess you could say at this point now, if you just Google my name, Jake Lang, you'll see I took up defensive position after they murdered Roseanne Boylan. I had a police riot shield and a baseball bat and a gas mask. And I was defending the lives of the rest of the women and the elderly people that are around me. I'm a young man. I was a college wrestler. It does not sit well with me to watch anybody, a tyrannical armed force, especially like the Capitol Police, turncoats, unconstitutional oath breakers, turn their weapons on unarmed American citizens. So I stood up to defend my country and defend my brothers and sisters who are around me, who are being brutalized, and for self-defense and defense of a third person. I'm being, you know, charged with many different criminal statutes and also incredibly politicized and weaponized law codes like the 1512 obstruction of Congress, 20-year maximum felony charge that 340 Jan 6ers have been charged with and Donald Trump. So, you know, it's a myriad of allegations of assault, plus all kinds of just nonsense, you know, parading and ticketing inside a Capitol building and, you know, all this, you know, trespassing on Capitol grounds while the vice president is nearby. That's a felony charge. It's just, it's absolute malarkey. And they're all trumped up charges on me and 1,300 other January 6th political prisoners of the Biden regime. We are being persecuted. This is not justice. This is selective prosecution. The Democrats, the Black Lives Matter, the Palestinian protesters did the same thing and much worse for an entire summer and also at the Capitol recently, and they're not being persecuted or charged with these insane criminal statutes, but we are.
Jake, what I'm told by the mainstream media is that this was an insurrection, but you have not been charged with insurrection, right?
No, nobody has been charged with insurrection. That is a complete psyop, psychological operation to try to invoke the powers of the Constitution against Donald Trump, which the Supreme Court, we saw in Colorado, you know, basically revoked that notion completely with a 9-0 decision. So all of their brainwashing of the American citizens, the mainstream media for 3 years and 3 months now, has completely failed and fallen on its face. The public opinion of the January 6th debacle has grown incredibly strong in our favor. And Donald Trump literally just yesterday tweeted out on his Truth Social his first three actions as president in January 20th, 2025 will be to secure the border, drill baby drill, and release all of the January 6th political prisoners. And that is huge. That is definitive first time he, you know, didn't just say it as a byword at a rally. He tweeted it. It's written down. It is secured. Vote Trump and free the Gen 6 political prisoners.
Jake, I don't know how anybody could argue that you are a political prisoner at this point. 1,000 days, over 1,000 days. You said you went in, you were 25 years old. You're now 28 years old, and you haven't had a trial. That is unconstitutional in this country. What happens now? Because the right to a speedy trial is long past. You're way past that. What happens now to you?
Well, my trial is slated to begin September 9th of 2024. We are fighting in many different legal procedures still currently. The biggest one for the January 6ers is the change of venue. There is no justice in Washington, D.C. for conservatives, for Republicans, for Trump supporters. It is literally impossible. The conviction rate on jury trials for January Sixers, over 150 have gone to jury trial, is 100%. That is an extreme bias that is insurmountable. We recently released polling data, Ryan, that shows...
Go ahead.
That shows the polling data is incredibly strong. Over 86.4% of Americans that are Washington, D.C. resident jurors believe that January 6th was an insurrection. And 80.1% believe that January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism. That means 8 out of 10 of my jurors believe I'm a domestic terrorist before I even come into the courtroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk, Wiggins America. It is my privilege to be able to bring you the story of Jake Lang. Here's what's amazing. Jake is calling from prison right now. That is because he has not had a trial since January 6th of 2021. Jake, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ryan. God bless you, brother.
Jake, I'm wanting to just start with your story. You know, leading up to January 6th, what happened that day? Really, we can start from wherever you want, but we got to start at least there, right?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, the average January Sixer was a patriot, you know, liberty-loving American, came from all walks of life. About 500,000 of us converged on the Capitol that day to peacefully protest. Personally, I came from New York City. I'm an entrepreneur based out of New York. I was 25 years old on January 6th. In less than a month, I will be 29. I've been incarcerated for 4 birthdays.
Wow.
It is a tragedy without a trial. And so I came with, you know, the love of God in my heart. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I was praying down there with many different folk. There was hundreds of ministers all over the Capitol grounds that day. People were just excited to be there to stand up for our country. But there was an undertone throughout the whole crowd that we knew this was a very serious day because our country was getting sold short. Joe Biden, crooked Joe Biden, bought and paid for by the communist regime in China, it was usurping his position in our White House. And we stood up to, you know, implore the congressmen and women to reject the legislature's ballot count and send it back to the states. So we were there, you know, holding our ground, waving our flags, singing hymns, chanting, and peacefully protesting. And, well, that's when the unspeakable happened, right?
So, Jake, when you were there, you know, and I know lots of people who were there. There were people from this radio station who were there. And it depends on where you were, of course, the experience that you had. But were there people, and most people explain exactly what you just said. It was a lot of people there waving flags. It was very patriotic. It was not violent until it turned violent in one spot. I guess it was one side of the Capitol building. And my assumption is that you were on that side.
Yes, I was on that side. It's a tragedy. 4 Americans lost their life to Capitol Police brutality. They unleashed an attack on us that was, I mean, unfettered. They must have had direct orders from the Capitol Police brass, who probably got their direct orders from the Democrat regime, who wanted to stage a some type of Reichstag fire in order to, you know, come down heavy-handed on Donald Trump and all of his supporters in the ensuing years. And so it was equally parts patriotic fervor while we were there and standing up for our country, but we had no idea we were about to be entrapped in a Fed insurrection. And the Capitol Police started hitting us with concussion grenades, tear gas, rubber bullets, you know, bludgeoning us with steel batons, using the riot shields on us. And basically, they got so out of control and out of hand that a lot of people are describing January 6th now as a police riot. They were uncontrollable, and we needed to defend ourselves. And that's why I'm in prison personally. I'm credited with saving 2 people's lives on January 6th. They were a young black man named Philip Anderson, who was dying in a dog pile that the Capitol Police created, holding the hand of Roseanne Boylan, who did pass away. God rest her soul. She was murdered by the Capitol Police. And so I was able to get inside the middle of this stampede pile that was, you know, just covered in pepper spray and CS gas. Everyone was doused. They were asphyxiated. And by God's grace, I was just at the right place, the right time, willing to take action. And I was able to pull Philip Anderson out of that deadly dog pile and another man, Tommy Tatum, that have both done court sworn affidavits claiming I saved their life. And for this reason, you know, the U.S. government, the corrupt DOJ is coming so hard after me because, you know, I have the testimony of multiple people. I saved their lives and I'm the witness to a murder on the steps of the Capitol. And so they've elongated my criminal procedure out basically indefinitely. I've been detained without a trial for 1,160 days. And it's an atrocity of American justice system. It's unconstitutional and un-American.
We're talking with Jake Lang, who is, of course, as you just heard, in prison right now, still for January 6th. Now, let's talk about what you actually did. You know, what did they get you on that they actually put you in prison for?
So, I mean, pretty famously, I guess you could say at this point now, if you just Google my name, Jake Lang, you'll see I took up defensive position after they murdered Roseanne Boylan. I had a police riot shield and a baseball bat and a gas mask. And I was defending the lives of the rest of the women and the elderly people that are around me. I'm a young man. I was a college wrestler. It does not sit well with me to watch anybody, a tyrannical armed force, especially like the Capitol Police, turncoats, unconstitutional oath breakers, turn their weapons on unarmed American citizens. So I stood up to defend my country and defend my brothers and sisters who are around me, who are being brutalized, and for self-defense and defense of a third person. I'm being, you know, charged with many different criminal statutes and also incredibly politicized and weaponized law codes like the 1512 obstruction of Congress, 20-year maximum felony charge that 340 Jan 6ers have been charged with and Donald Trump. So, you know, it's a myriad of allegations of assault plus all kinds of just nonsense, you know, parading and ticketing inside a Capitol building and, you know, all this, you know, trespassing on Capitol grounds while the vice president is nearby. That's a felony charge. It's just, it's absolute malarkey. And they're all trumped up charges on me and 1,300 other January 6 political prisoners of the Biden regime. We are being persecuted. This is not justice. This is selective prosecution. The Democrats, the Black Lives Matter, the Palestinian protesters did the same thing, and much worse, for an entire summer, and also at the Capitol recently, and they're not being persecuted or charged with these insane criminal statutes, but we are.
Jake, what I'm told by the mainstream media is that this was an insurrection, but you have not been charged with insurrection, right?
No, nobody has been charged with insurrection. That is a complete psyop, psychological operation to try to invoke the powers of the Constitution against Donald Trump, which the Supreme Court, we saw in Colorado, you know, basically revoked that notion completely with a 9-0 decision. So all of their brainwashing of the American citizens, the mainstream media, for 3 years and 3 months now, has completely failed and fallen on its face. The public opinion of the January 6th debacle has grown incredibly strong in our favor. And Donald Trump literally just yesterday tweeted out on his Truth Social his first three actions as president in January 20th, 2025 will be to secure the border, drill baby drill, and release all of the January 6th political prisoners. And that is huge. That is definitive. First time he, you know, didn't just say it as a byword at a rally. He tweeted it. It's written down. It is secured. Vote Trump and free the Gen 6 political prisoners.
Jake, I don't know how anybody could argue that you are a political prisoner at this point. 1,000 days, over 1,000 days. You said you went in, you were 25 years old. You're now 28 years old, and you haven't had a trial. That is unconstitutional in this country. What happens now? Because the right to a speedy trial is long past. You're way past that. What happens now to you?
Well, my trial is slated to begin September 9th of 2024. We are fighting in many different legal procedures still currently. The biggest one for the January 6ers is the change of venue. There is no justice in Washington, D.C. for conservatives, for Republicans, for Trump supporters. It is literally impossible. The conviction rate on jury trials for January 6ers, over 150 have gone to jury trial, is 100%. That is an extreme bias that is insurmountable. We recently released polling data, Ryan, that shows...
Go ahead.
That shows the polling data is incredibly strong. Over 86.4% of Americans that are Washington, D.C. resident jurors believe that January 6th was an insurrection. And 80.1% believe that January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism. That means 8 out of 10 of my jurors believe I'm a domestic terrorist before I even come into the courtroom. It is insurmountable bias, a prejudice that is basically so ridiculous that we can't even begin to fathom it. It's a full stop. I mean, these are just basically show trials, rubber stamps. You walk in the courtroom, you're guilty before you have even a chance to display your case before the court, and you're getting sent to jail. You're basically just being railroaded. It is an atrocity.
Jake, it sounded like somebody was, you know, trying to come in the room there. I got to ask, you know, if you have to run, that's okay. But what is the environment like where you're at? I mean, how are you treated where you're at?
Right now I'm in Brooklyn Federal Prison, and if he was trying to butt in on the phone here, I'm on the wall phone. You know, it's just, these federal prisons are full of so much hurt and pain. You know, the love of God is needed so much in these places. A lot of different gang violence, a lot of, just really raw, living here, you know, just, sometimes it's incomprehensible, to see the amount of pain that is in these places. And, you know, that's one of the things that God's done through January 6th. He shined light on this entire, you know, criminal justice system, how broken it is, and how, you know, Americans, literally over a million Americans incarcerated, are just being treated basically horribly. You know, I'm a law and order man myself. I believe in, you know, punishment for crimes, but there's a humane way to treat people. And, you know, during the COVID lockdowns of 2020 and 2021, I spent 16 months in solitary confinement. And, you know, because of under the guise of COVID and without family visitation, without being able to get a haircut or shave. I mean, you know, and a million other prisoners in the country did too. It's just unbelievably harsh, solitary confinement and the way they treat prisoners. So, you know, we're shining light in every single place. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3, that do not forsake the prisoner, and in fact, act as if you are in chains with them, and remember them and go and visit them. And so, you know, we're here. We're January 6th political prisoners. And I just implore the American people to just remember our chains and remember what we stood up for. And don't forget us. And if you guys are looking to support the January 6ers, we have legal funds and commissary funds we've set up that are extremely important. You know, most of us were the breadwinners in our households, wives and kids left at home to fend for themselves. And, you know, the guys in here, their businesses are destroyed, so they need donations from the outside. The best place to go to sign up to become a supporter is sponsorj6.com. Sponsor, the letter J, the number 6.com. Sponsorj6.com. You could become a monthly commissary sponsor on there, and that goes such a long way, guys, that we're really grateful for that.
Sponsorj6.com. Great place to start, but also I encourage you, if you're listening right now, pray for Jake. Jesus specifically says, do not forget those in prison. That's why we're talking to you today, Jake. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for fighting the good fight and keeping your head up, because I know that it's hard. So we appreciate that you are still willing to, you know, get out here and talk, because I'm sure it's wearing you down.
You know, God's grace is stronger than the enemy's plans, and I know that America will see a day of liberty again. You know, it is through trials like these that we learn to appreciate our freedoms here in this country and fight harder for them whenever a tyrannical regime ever opposes our natural given rights by God. We have understanding now of what the consequences are to losing those rights. It's political imprisonment, you know, removal from your family, complete isolation. So, you know, let me be a reminder to you guys all out there, freedom isn't free, and you got to defend it at every single stage.
J6truth.org. If you are moved by what Jake is going through, if you want to participate, you feel like you can't do anything, do that. Certainly pray for him. Jake, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Ryan. God bless you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and let's talk about this a little bit, okay? Stick around. We'll be right back. Man, what an interesting conversation with Jake Lang. If you are just tuning in right now, we interviewed January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang, who has been in a federal prison for now over 1,000 days. You should listen to that. Get the podcast and listen to it if you missed it. But a little bit of wrap-up here on that interview. Here's the thing. If you hear, there's two camps that you could be in, and maybe you could be in both, but I think there's pretty much two that you could be in regarding somebody like Jake Lang from January 6th. You could be in the camp that hears January 6th and says guilty. Guilty by association, no matter what, anything associated with that day, you are guilty. The other is, and maybe there's three, the other is that you hear it and you go, well, we should find out if he's guilty. And I say there's a third because there's probably people who just hear it and go, everybody's innocent. You know, it really has to be in the middle of that, though. And that's the point, is that almost everything in life is in the middle. You know, there's a lot of gray. Black and white do exist, but as far as morality goes, there's an attempt to achieve morality, and then there's usually where you land, right? Jake clearly did some things wrong. Now, he didn't go deep into it. He's calling me for a federal prison, and I know I got only so much time, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep moving. I would like to ask him more about that. But he said he took swings at police officers. He said he did it basically in self-defense or in defense of others. And so that would be his defense in a court. You could say all day, yeah, but you know, I don't like that you did that, and you should be prosecuted for taking a swing at a police officer or a Capitol police officer, FBI agent, whatever it was, and then trespassing into the Capitol. You could say all that. And all of that, these are good points to make. Here's where they're usually made, though, in a courtroom. And that is the purpose of the interview, is that he could stand there and put up a defense and say, this is what I really did. This is why I'm innocent. The prosecution would say, no, you're not. This is why we know you're not. And maybe they've got video that would either exonerate him or prove that he was guilty. The point being, that's why you have a trial, and he has had no trial. That is against the Constitution. We've belabored that point and yelled it now for 3 years. The dude has been in prison, held without trial for 1,000 days, over 1,000 days. By the time he gets to a trial, it'll probably be over 1,200 days. And you just heard all this if you listened to the interview. A little behind the scenes stuff too that I was reluctant to share, but I thought, gosh, I almost think that I should. So with Jake, we had to record that interview. I can't have him call in live because he's in prison. You know, I can't just be like, hey, call in. He's got to schedule time to be at the phone and all these things. It's way harder. In fact, booking that was very, very difficult. I had to go through several people to talk to him, and he's not trying to hide or anything. I mean, it wasn't like he was reluctant to talk. He wants to talk. And good for him. He's good at it. You know, I hope that he does more interviews. He's good at doing it. But the weird thing that happened was, and here's the behind the scenes thing. When we scheduled that, there were, because I'm talking through other people to talk to him, of course, I said, okay, here's three times that we might be able to schedule a recording for him to call. And when they responded, they said confirmed. And I said, well, confirmed what? I gave you several different options here. I'm glad that it's confirmed, but I don't know what's confirmed. And so I said that to them nicely. And they never said back anything until it was basically too late. And I was like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here because I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether I'm supposed to call him. He's supposed to call me. I know nothing. I just know that you said confirmed, and I don't know when. So I'm in my office, and this is in the middle of the week, you know, getting ready for probably the Annie Fry show, doing whatever I do. And I do promos and stuff. I do all kinds of stuff here other than just the Annie Fry show and this show. And I'm sitting in my office, and I uploaded a promo. It was probably had to do with Mark Reardon's fish fry or something. And I walk out into the area where I can, you know, look at the whole screens of what's playing on the radio and make sure that that promo is inserted where it needs to be and so on and so forth. And there was nobody there. Usually there's all kinds of activity going on around all the radio stations, including ours, especially with all the news. There was nobody in the room. And we call it the bullpen because there's so much activity. There's just people throwing fastballs all the time. There's stuff going on. Nobody there. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. So I sit down. I start doing the promo thing. Well, then this is during Brian Kilmeade during the week. So usually at that point, we're not getting phone calls. But and because of that, it's a national show, obviously. So we're not getting local phone calls for Brian's national show. So we usually have the phones on silent or on off here. So I'm sitting in a place where obviously I don't usually sit, and I'm only there for maybe a minute and a half just to plug place, and then I'm back in my office. I'm sitting there, and the phone starts ringing. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. The phones are usually never even on at this time. And let alone me being the person to answer them, there are people whose that's their job is to answer those calls. And usually that, like I said, it's on silent anyway at that time. But I thought, well, nobody's here, so I'm just going to answer this phone call. And I assumed that it was just somebody calling in to kill me, but they got the wrong number. And so I figured, hey, I'm answering. Hey, 97.1. Well, it's Jake Lang. And I mean, the chances of me picking up that call were very, very, very slim. All of the things that I just told you were weird scenarios that don't usually happen. And then I just decided randomly to even pick up the phone because normally I wouldn't. It was a phone call coming to the wrong place, I assumed. So I could have just let it ring or whatever. It's him. And he's like, hey, ready for the interview? I'm like, oh, man, okay. Well, let me get ready also because I wasn't. He randomly called at the time, one of the times that I gave that they never confirmed. And then I randomly was available when he called. I was just shocked. That was the kind of thing I said, dude, this is like divine providence that we're even talking right now because it was hard to get a hold of you. And he thought, oh, yeah, okay. But then he starts talking to me. He's like, yeah, maybe it was. So just a kind of neat story. Thought I'd share. It's not usually the kind of thing you share because, you know, who cares about half of that stuff. But I thought it was cool. Anyway, this is the end of the show. And like I said, if you didn't hear that interview with a political prisoner, he called from federal prison, Jake Lang, get the podcast. We've had a very, very full show. Go back and listen to both Chris Woolsey, Old Roy, and Ryan Kelly, who's from St. Louis. He's a fraud buster. He's showing fraud that even law enforcement can't do. It's great. It's a great use of social media. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you're like, yeah, that's what it's for. All of that was in this show. So if you're going to podcast one, this is a good one. Oh, and incidentally, I am actually going to be out of the country next week. So I've got a best of planned. You're going to hear the most famous interviews I've ever done next week. I think that'll be kind of fun. Wiggins America, see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Man, what an interesting conversation with Jake Lang. If you just tuning in right now, we interviewed January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang, who has been in a federal prison for now over 1,000 days. You should listen to that. Get the podcast and listen to it if you missed it. But a little bit of wrap-up here on that interview. Here's the thing. If you hear, there's two camps that you could be in, and maybe you could be in both, but I think there's pretty much two that you could be in regarding somebody like Jake Lang from January 6th. You could be in the camp that hears January 6th and says guilty. Guilty by association, no matter what, anything associated with that day, you are guilty. The other is, and maybe there's three, the other is that you hear it and you go, well, we should find out if he's guilty. And I say there's a third because there's probably people who just hear it and go, everybody's innocent. You know, it really has to be in the middle of that, though. And that's the point, is that almost everything in life is in the middle. You know, there's a lot of gray. Black and white do exist, but as far as morality goes, there's an attempt to achieve morality, and then there's usually where you land, right? Jake clearly did some things wrong. Now, he didn't go deep into it. He's calling me for a federal prison, and I know I got only so much time. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep moving. I would like to ask him more about that. But he said he took swings at police officers. He said he did it basically in self-defense or in defense of others. And so that would be his defense in a court. You could say all day, yeah, but you know, I don't like that you did that, and you should be prosecuted for taking a swing at a police officer or a Capitol police officer, or FBI or whatever it was, and then trespassing into the Capitol. You could say all that. And all of that, these are good points to make. Here's where they're usually made, though, in a courtroom. And that is the purpose of the interview, is that he could stand there and put up a defense and say, this is what I really did. This is why I'm innocent. The prosecution would say, no, you're not. This is why we know you're not. And maybe they've got video that would either exonerate him or prove that he was guilty. The point being, that's why you have a trial. And he has had no trial. That is against the Constitution. We've belabored that point. and yelled it now for 3 years. The dude has been in prison, held without trial for 1,000 days, over 1,000 days. By the time he gets to a trial, it'll probably be over 1,200 days. And you just heard all this if you listened to the interview. A little behind the scenes stuff, too, that I was reluctant to share, but I thought, gosh, I almost think that I should. So with Jake, we had to record that interview. I can't have him call in live because he's in prison. You know, I can't just be like, hey, call in. He's got to schedule time to be at the phone and all these things. It's way harder. In fact, booking that was very, very difficult. I had to go through several people to talk to him. And he's not trying to hide or anything. I mean, it wasn't like he was reluctant to talk. He wants to talk. And good for him. He's good at it. You know, I hope that he does more interviews. He's good at doing it. But the weird thing that happened was, and here's the behind the thing, scenes thing. When we scheduled that, there were, because I'm talking through other people to talk to him, of course. There, I said, okay, here's three times that we might be able to schedule a recording for him to call. And when they responded, they said confirmed. And I said, well, confirmed what? I gave you several different options here. I'm glad that it's confirmed, but I don't know what's confirmed. And so I said that to them nicely. And they never said back anything until it was basically too late. And I was like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here because I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether I'm supposed to call him. He's supposed to call me. I know nothing. I just know that you said confirmed and I don't know when. So I'm in my office, and this is in the middle of the week, you know, getting ready for probably the Annie Fry show, doing whatever I do. And I do promos and stuff. I do all kinds of stuff here other than just the Annie Fry show and this show. And I'm sitting in my office and I uploaded a promo. It was probably had to do with Mark Reardon's fish fry or something. And I walk out into the area where I can, you know, look at the whole screens of what's playing on the radio and make sure that that promo is inserted where it needs to be and so on and so forth. And there was nobody there. Usually there's all kinds of activity going on around all the radio stations, including ours, especially with all the news. There was nobody in the room. And we call it the bullpen because there's so much activity. There's just people throwing fastballs all the time. There's stuff going on. Nobody there. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. So I sit down. I start doing the promo thing. Well, then this is during Brian Kilmeade during the week. So usually at that point, we're not getting phone calls. But and because of that, it's a national show, obviously. So we're not getting local phone calls for Brian's national show. So we usually have the phones on silent or on off here. So I'm sitting in a place where obviously I don't usually sit, and I'm only there for maybe a minute and a half just to plug place, and then I'm back in my office. I'm sitting there, and the phone starts ringing. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. The phones are usually never even on at this time. And let alone me being the person to answer them, there are people whose that's their job is to answer those calls. And usually that, like I said, it's on silent anyway at that time. But I thought, well, nobody's here, so I'm just going to answer this phone call. And I assumed that it was just somebody calling in to Kilmeade, but they got the wrong number. And so I figured, hey, I'm answering. Hey, 97.1. Well, it's Jake Lang. And I mean, the chances of me picking up that call were very, very, very slim. All of the things that I just told you were weird scenarios that don't usually happen. And then I just decided randomly to even pick up the phone because normally I wouldn't. It was a phone call coming to the wrong place, I assumed. So I could have just let it ring or whatever. It's him. And he's like, hey, ready for the interview? I'm like, oh, man. Okay. Well, let me get ready also because I wasn't. He randomly called at the time, one of the times that I gave that they never confirmed. And then I randomly was available when he called. I was just shocked. That was the kind of thing I said, dude, this is like divine providence that we're even talking right now because it was hard to get a hold of you. And he thought, oh, yeah, okay. But then he starts talking to me. He's like, yeah, maybe it was. So just a kind of neat story. Thought I'd share. It's not usually the kind of thing you share because, you know, who cares about half of that stuff. But I thought it was cool. Anyway, this is the end of the show. And like I said, if you didn't hear that interview with a political prisoner, he called from federal prison, Jake Lang, get the podcast. We've had a very, very full show. Go back and listen to both Chris Woolsey, Old Roy, and Ryan Kelly, who's from St. Louis. He's a fraud buster. He's showing fraud that even law enforcement can't do. It's great. It's a great use of social media. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you're like, yeah, that's what it's for. All of that was in this show. So if you're going to podcast one, this is a good one. Oh, and incidentally, I am actually going to be out of the country next week. So I've got a best of planned. You're going to hear the most famous interviews I've ever done next week. I think that'll be kind of fun. Wiggins America, see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.